Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, everybody, we go. Welcome to show number 2,755.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
The Chad Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Cox.
Montgomery.
And you are in the men's room.
On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less.
The word returns with 50s slang. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clap, drinkity drunk.
All right, here we go. Houston homeowners shocked to find the previous owner's dead body behind an attic wall. Meanwhile, Toys R Us to close 182 stores as the retailers begin to fall. Scandal in Saudi Arabia as camel pageant kicks out 12. A fake iPhone battery explodes in man's mouth when he picked it up off the shelf. And a man emails every single Claudia in town after accidentally swiping left. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Now, we talked about this briefly yesterday. But 54-year-old David Joyner, he is a tantric massage therapist and spiritual healer. And apparently for the low price of $350, he'll do all kinds of spiritual things for you, including, and I quote, providing you a cosmic, mind-blowing orgasm.
Yeah.
Now, we've all heard this kind of stuff before, but the thing that makes this guy notable is that before he was a sex guru, David was Barney the Dinosaur. That's right. If you or your kids watch Barney the Dinosaur from the years of 1991 all the way through 2001, just know the reason that purple dinosaur was smiling so big, because he knew how to do the sexy time. That's right. So the guy that used to be Barney is now apparently a tantric sex master. And I don't know about you, but somehow, just a little bit I know about Barney and how I felt about Barney, I'm not shocked by this. In some weird way, I just feel like it makes sense. I mean, listen, in the last 15 years, we've talked to a lot of people, an astonishingly high number of people, that knew or interacted with Gary the Green River Killer Ridgway, right? We have talked to people that worked with him. We talked to people that delivered pizza to his house. And everyone said he was a little odd. He seemed nice, but not one of them was shocked. Not a single person we've ever spoken to that knew this guy was shocked that he was a Green River Killer. Everything that says a lot. But look, let's face it. We all know someone where you're just kind of waiting to hear the news. Whatever it is you think they might do. Rob a place. Murder someone. Bestiality. Who the hell knows? So this is what we want to know today. And that's what we call the men's room double blanker. It didn't shock me to find out blank was into blank.
Hey, part of the big show. Call 844-999. Ola, you can like the men's room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the men's room at men'sroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh!
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Oh, bitchola's and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,755 with a large in the charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed to be a future repeat. You're gonna hear this one again. Return of Who Sucks Less. The Word has awesome 50 slang, and a lot of these 50 slang words, they are still in use and operation today, believe it or not. They have stood the test of time. Others have not. But either way, it's a good time to be alive as far as the English language is concerned. And slang really started to pick up in the 50s, more so than it seems like
sense.
Any other decade. So before that, a little bit more serious things happening as far as the wars and everything else is concerned. In the 50s, eventually, things began to chill out a little bit, and people started using...
Well, I think you had more people getting in contact with each other.
Sure.
And even just through the automobile, anything. Like, more people can congregate somewhere than slang becomes
important. And the military brings a whole slew of good slang into the equation as well. So that's coming up with 50 slang right before we drink a toast with the shot of the day. And today we're going to talk about that I knew it moment that you've had. And we've had it, I'm sure you have, a few times with people in your life. And it just depends on the situation. Certain things just flag things to you individually based on... what you believe to be true about a lot of different things, people's actions. Obviously, we talked about the family from California.
They want to have their own reality show.
Talked about them. Yeah, well, they're trying to. We talked about them yesterday. The fact that the children were not allowed to speak to the neighbors. People thought that they were cult-like in a religious way. They couldn't put their finger on it. All the neighbors had a different theory on why the family was the way they were. Either way. Either if they were right or wrong on their theory.
No one was shocked that the cops showed up.
Right. And when they found out the deplorable conditions inside, I'm sure they were shocked by all of this information, but it didn't surprise them that this family down the street were the ones involved in something. They didn't know what that was. They speculated.
But, sure, but we've all got those neighbors. You know, and it's not, I don't feel like any of my neighbors are particularly bad. Mm-hmm. I really don't. But if the cops showed up and they were outside of any one of those houses, I would have my first speculation about why they might be.
Sure.
Blue tarp house?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you know what, man? This is going to sound crazy. Everyone has a pretty decent house, and then there's blue tarp house, and they just have the blue tarp on the roof, and apparently they have zero interest in doing anything about it. But it turns out, of all the neighbors I've got, man, they're probably the chillest.
Sure.
They're probably, I would expect the cops there the least.
I've got a buddy.
Maybe they're just lazy.
Oh, I think that's all it is. Like, when you meet them, they're just not going to do it. There's nothing bad going on. They just don't care.
Right.
And you go, all right, man. But honestly, that would be the last neighbor's house I'd expect. It looks like the first one the cops should go to, but it is the last house I would expect to see.
Buddy that I drink with every once in a while in the neighborhood, he lives pretty close to me. We go outside to get high outside the bar, smoking out there, and he goes, man, can I talk to you about something? I'm like, sure. He's like, pretty sure my neighbor's a serial killer. And I'm like,
Jesus Christ.
Why do you believe that? He's like, he's got all these plants, man. He's like, he's got all these plants under grow lights in his house. He's like, but it's not weed. You know, like, he's growing all these tropical plants. He's like, but I see him in the hallway. I said, hey, man, how's it going? How you doing? I really like your plants. And he just stares at me. And he walks by. And he looks at me as he puts his key in his door. And as he walks in, he's still looking at me. And then he slams the door. And I'm like, so your theory is he's a serial killer. He's like, it's just his creepy demeanor. And I'm like, all right, well, I mean, whatever. But he was dead serious, and he goes on this diatribe about all these different things and all the reasons that he believes that his neighbor could be a serial killer.
Look, you lived across, and we've brought this guy up before, and you lived across the hall, essentially, your last place in Baltimore, from a guy that all of us 100% agree is probably actively a child molester, except you can't call the cops.
No, because he hasn't done anything yet.
Not that we, but everything about this guy, and you didn't have to explain it. You just said, hey, man, the guy across the hall is kind of weird. And then I meet him one day, and I don't know. He's nice, you know what I mean? But it's very surface nice, and it's kind of strange. We talked for, what, a minute and a half. He goes in his place. I looked at Miles. I'm like, child molester.
But I had a knock on my door and a cop wanted to interview.
Not anything.
A cop wanted to interview me for an hour about my neighbor. I wouldn't know what the questions pertain to, but you know what I mean? I'd be
I'm not
shocked that I'm sitting here answering questions about this guy.
Post stuff, you can be not shocked, but generally, like, just normal people don't think that horrible thing is happening.
No, it's not that. It's more this, right? So it's not that you think this person is a serial killer or this person is a child molester, but there's something about them that, for whatever reason, man, your compass just can't quite focus on them right?
So
when the cops show up, whatever it might be, you're just not shocked at all that they're at the center of it.
Sure. You're not shocked.
You might be shocked at the crime, like, oh, I had him paid for this. Turns out he's into that.
You're not shocked that the hold my beer guy broke his back.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, there's certain... Okay, I have a working theory, and I think this is from taking public transportation for a number of years, but this is more of a style theory that I'm working on. And look, you know when a guy's nuts when he's getting on the bus.
Sure.
I mean, you can tell a crazy dude right away. You're like, all right, well... And there's certain things that you
can
kind of...
An outwardly crazy person.
An outwardly crazy person. And then there are people that you can't tell. So this is my working theory, and this only, unfortunately, applies to women based on the fact that it's a fashion thing, all right? We've seen the big puffy coats, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The kind that had the lines on them. You know what I mean? They look like
Michelin man.
They look like a big down jacket, okay?
The one everybody is wearing.
Yes. That's correct. Now,
if you own a coat,
you have a short cut, all right, you're okay. If you have a cut that covers your derriere, you're normal. If you buy the one that goes all the way down to the knees, you're nuts. And every single person that I see wearing that coat, I can look at and go, I knew it. They're crazy. Because, and I don't know why. I don't know why I have this working theory. It's just the people that I see. I'll tell you why.
Because you've seen,
no one ever goes, Jesus Christ, my thighs are cold. That's never what people bitch about. So the idea of, like, I could have cut it off at the ass, but oh, no, no, no. I'm going to take it down to the knees, and now you're wearing this thing that looks like, I don't know, like you're in a big-ass robe. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't know that the bus or public transportation is ever the best, like,
litmus
test. That's why I'm not sure. I'm not sure
that there could be a lot of long jacket people that are
It's not a normal sample size.
It isn't.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the longer the coat, the wackier the individual wearing it.
Maybe. Maybe.
In that style only.
I don't know. I haven't had much I mean, everyone
Please just
wears
follow
it.
Me on this theory.
Every single person wears the exact same thing all the time. I mean, like, every 5 years, everyone just wears the same crap again. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I just judged those jacket people overall.
All right. Okay.
And I have some people I know that had those jackets, like, 4 years ago, and I give them credit. Like, all right.
You have to cover it.
You still wear it now.
Right. But,
still in
well,
fashion.
Yeah, you could, but now you're just...
Okay. So, our question today, and it's a double blank one. It didn't shock me to find out blank was into blank. We had this story yesterday, but here's some more of the details. A full session with Tantra massage specialist and spiritual leader and healer David Joyner lasts from 3 to 4 hours and costs you $350. For that price, female clients, the only kind he accepts, which is a bummer, can expect to receive a ritual bath. A chakra balancing?
Chakra. Of course, yeah.
Chakra balancing. Ted, fill me in.
Your chakras. You got 10 chakras. You want them balanced.
Yeah. What are the 10 chakras?
I don't know. But you've seen the poster, all right? So it'll be a poster of, like, it's out of a yoga studio, right?
All right.
And it's usually some dude sit, what are they called? Crisscross, frickin' applesauce, not whatever the hell it is. And
can
then
we just
there's
cross legged?
Yeah, we can say that.
Yeah.
And then there's, I don't know, you'll see, like, these big circles that kind of go down the body. And then inside of each circle, there is some image.
Yeah, there's, like, right, and there's. There's different chakras. They're supposed to do different things for your body and control them.
I like Chakra Khan.
For that price, $350, you get that, the bath, the balancing, a massage, and also
Wait,
on the
what
menu,
kind of bath?
You get a ritual bath.
Ah, see? That's a different kind of bath.
Then cosmic mind-blowing orgasms.
Who's this rich?
The latter can be achieved through massage alone, but the goal of the session, he says, is to fully release a woman's blocked energy.
What he's saying, the goal of the session is for me to have sex with you. That's what that is. That's exactly what he's saying.
When the lingam and the yoni, tender yoni, the penis and the vagina meet, there's a...
Wait, what does he call
him? He calls it the lingam and the yoni?
Is that my...
yoni,
that
like tenderoni? I don't know.
Is that my chakra name?
You got a lingam. You got a lingam.
I got a lingam.
She's got a yoni.
Say, mama, show me that yoni.
According to David.
Yoni loves Chachi.
There's a certain energy that takes place the hands and the body alone cannot create.
Ooh.
Joyner says his yogi-like presence is often accompanied by a warm smile. Okay, all right, here you go. So this is a Vice reporter, all right, with this article.
Uh-huh.
So they go to interview, and basically... All they're saying is every time they meet Joyner, he goes smiling ear to ear.
I bet he was.
You know what I mean? For the first several interviews. Today, Joyner's tantric massage practice boasts 30 clients, or as he calls them, goddesses. And he unblocks the energy of 2 to 4 women a week. It's a tad different from his work as a software analyst at Texas Instruments.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. So if you work as a prostitute, instead of, like, if the cops try to bust you, it's like, no, look. This guy gets paid essentially to have sex with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You pay him $350, and then he will have sex with you. And if he doesn't have sex with you, then he'll masturbate you.
That is correct.
Listen to what he's saying. Well, the hands and the thumbs can do this, which is masturbation, right? Or I can have sex. So, what is the difference between what this cat's doing, right? And then any hooker on the street? Because in the end, he's charging you for the privilege of having sex with him.
All right, I'll tell you
if
what.
If they just say chakras, are they on the clit? Like, nah, I know yoga and...
I know a lot of people that do work with chakras, but they're not having sex with their clients.
Well, they're not. He is. I'm saying, what the hell is the difference?
There's a couple of differences. Kimberly Anderson, she's a sex therapist and professor of psychology at UCLA, says she's all for people luxurating in their sexual experience, but she has concerns about Joyner's practice of having intercourse with clients because he does it most of the time unprotected. He began his practice in 2004 and says that before or during his initial consultation with a client, if he feels they're not ready for it,
come on, man,
or can't handle the spiritual experience, or are simply looking for a physical release, and he's not into it.
So Barney's a gigolo.
He's not.
That's what we've learned. That's what this is.
That's
you give me $350 to look before I have sex with you. I'll give you a big long massage. I'll give you a bath. And by the way, I'm going to try to convince you that no way does this turn me on.
That's right. We didn't tell you that. Yeah, but David Joyner, the tantric man from 1991 to 2001, he was Barney. Of Barney and Friends, The Purple Dinosaur, on PBS.
That takes on a different meaning. Yeah.
The energy I brought up while in the costume is based on the foundation of Tantra, which is love. Everything stems, grows, and evolves from love and God and love and heals and love
and growth
and love. And then he adds, when you go and do karaoke on a woman, it should be just like you're saying grace, like blessing the food you're about to receive. That from Barney. Barney continues. You gotta love Barney. No food in the world can compare to the goddess nectar because spirit is involved. Before you taste the goddess nectar, give thanks, say grace. I would love women to understand how powerful that energy is. I think we can replace energy with a couple things here.
Well, so he basically wants to give women oral.
He likes doing that.
That is, all right, so that's his preference. He's going to charge you. What the hell is the difference between a prostitute and this guy? And I'm not even knocking the guy. It's just the point of like, wait a minute. What is the difference?
Oh, I see something I can relate to. Joyner very much believes in his practice. Once the lingam is inside inside the tender yoni, there's a technique where you don't even move. And I have perfected that technique. It's like, stop right there. Don't move or it's over.
Hang on, wait.
Give me a second. Okay, just give me a second.
I'm trying to figure something out.
So that's what that is. Right, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I like how he spins it. I like how my man is spinning this crap.
His job, basically.
He's getting women to pay to have sex. I mean, he's a prostitute.
And that's exactly what they're saying. It might also be illegal. In the state of California, massage with the intent of causing arousal is considered solicitation. So to protect himself, Joyner says he had a police officer friend help him write a contract that he has all potential clients sign during the consultation process.
Is he a lawyer or a cop?
That they are not law enforcement or part of a sting operation. He says that the first session is free and without money exchange, the session is legal consent. Then, he contends, is his legal loophole. Not according to California defense attorneys. If I had sex with a patient, it would be criminal and I would be prosecuted and lose my license. So there you go. That's Barney. And
what did you learn from Barney, kids?
Well, they talked to the writer for Vice. Talked to the head writer, Stephen White. He said, "I did know David was a very spiritual guy, very positive. He seemed to radiate energy. He was a positive person to be around. But when I found out the detail of what's involved in Tantra, I wasn't surprised. I thought it was an interesting transition for Barney. It's kind of still the 'I love you, you love me' deal, but different. I don't judge or anything." But that's the side of David, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know. So that's where Barney is these days.
This unfortunately happens a lot in that world. Like the spiritual realm and this and that. I mean, you hear a lot of stories about people who, and he might have started out all right, but like now it's like you're just having sex with people.
Yeah, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, man.
Right, if somebody actually believes in what you're doing and wants that kind of thing, like, don't do that to them.
You're a gigolo.
You're a prostitute.
You're a gigolo, and you're basically kind of covering it up with this whole tantric
thing.
And if you're
thing
a spiritual
like
leader or a priest or whatever, you're in a position of power.
Yeah.
So, right. So these people, like...
That's why it works so easy, man.
Yeah, right. Like,
that's
they probably
position
don't
want
to have sex.
I mean, look, man. You know, look. We're smart enough to understand what my man's doing here. California's smart enough. They just got to figure out what to do with him. But this comment came in. I'm assuming that this is set to the Barney theme.
Okay.
I love you, you love him, let's go try BDSM with a rope around her wrist and a whip across her butt. You are such a dirty slut.
All right.
Well done. And someone else wanted to point out there's only seven chakras, guys.
There's only seven chakras.
We said 10. Look, we don't know, man. We're coding what Barney here is talking about.
Yeah. I have a buddy that's all into them. I know some of them, but I don't know them all.
Okay. And once you...
People touch it.
But you gotta... That's right after the ritual bath.
Yeah, the ritual bath.
The ritual bath is first, and then the chakra balancing is after that.
I get a feeling Barney is into some, like, Chuck Berry-style stuff. And he's just doing it all for him, and then he's going to take $350 from you.
And a lot of this stuff, right, like a lot of people that are going to work for chakras or whatever, it's like going to yoga. Generally, they'll be like, is it okay if I touch you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This guy's sleeping with people.
Right.
What a business plan. And then that spin.
It didn't shock me to find out blank was into blank. 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. Your call's on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, it didn't shock me to find out the blank was into blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Russell. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
I love you. You love me.
Yeah. He loves everybody for $350 for 4 hours.
Right? Only women.
I kiss things that start with B.
Right? So my childhood friend is almost 40 now. He's like, I'm 36, but I think he's a year and a half older than me, so he's almost 38. And he's still a virgin.
He's still a virgin. Like,
is this by choice?
Hello?
Is this by choice?
Well, I am possibly not, but kind of. Like, he's just that guy that's, you know, he's into wrestling, and he's into, you know, all sorts of nerdy stuff, and just, he's, you know.
Well, this should be his window of opportunity, man.
Like, dude, like, take one for the team, just.
I mean, does he just not care? I mean, nerdy people like sex, too. One thing that most people like is sex. Whatever else you like, your own business. My God.
I don't know if you've ever been to a Comic-Con or heard the rumors behind it, but there's a lot of sex going on.
Yeah, well, he's not involved in any of it.
Okay, so, all right. All right.
You gotta get him hooked up.
Has he ever had a girlfriend? Does he date anyone ever?
Nothing. 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 He's never kissed. He's never... Nothing.
Does everybody know he's a virgin?
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah.
I mean, I guess why I'm asking, like, could you watch the 40-year-old virgin, or is he like, this is not funny?
Yeah. Well, he said that, and I kind of believe him. We might end up going to Nevada before he turns 40, just because he doesn't want to turn in that movie.
Well,
that's his own thing. He wants to lose his virginity before he's 40.
Does he go out much?
No, nothing. Yeah.
Does he live at home?
Not anymore.
He has his own place, so it's possible. Okay. Is he an easy? Can he talk to people easily?
No. Like the other night, we went to a Portland Trail Blazers game, and there's some cute girls there, all you know, and he's just like, nothing came out of his mouth. It wasn't even like.
All right. Is he an attractive guy?
No.
No. All right. But you've been friends with him your entire life, and
since third grade.
Did you think that he would be the guy who would never have a girlfriend, or is he asexual?
You know, I've asked him if he was gay. I've asked him if he was, you know, I don't know. I just have high standards.
High standards.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what, man? He might have high standards. Most people's penises don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you get in an argument with
it.
And it leads you down a dark path sometimes, but it's like, come on, man. Your standards are not that freaking high.
And high standards usually revolves around relationships, not being 40 and a virgin.
Right.
Okay. Well, hey, man, good luck down there in lovely Carson City.
No, I'm not from Carson.
No, I'm saying if you're going to go to a brothel, you're probably going to go to Carson City before he's 40 years old.
Are you going to go with him? If he goes, are you going with him?
I have to. It's like an obligation now.
Yeah, man, you have to.
Yeah, sacrifice for that.
They have two In-N-Out burgers. One's an actual place where you can get food, and the other you can get other things. So.
The other one's a nickname.
Right, exactly. Don't get the fries. It didn't shock me to find out the blank was into blank. 844-999-OLA.
But think about how well it works out for that guy that just called, right? So your buddy, whatever, he doesn't want to turn 40 and still be a virgin, blah, 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 blah. So he's going to go to a brothel. Now here you are like, yeah, man, you know, it's my best friend from childhood, dude. I got to go with him.
Have to.
Yeah.
I must go with him to the brothel.
He can't drive all that way by himself.
Yeah, absolutely
or
not.
Or fly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friend's got to go.
He's so glad to hear that.
And the virgin's got to pay for it.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So it didn't shock me to find out that my wife was, it kind of did shock me that she was really into marital aids.
Into marital aids? How deep into your relationship were you before she broke that out?
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
How long had you guys been together before she broke that out?
It was about 6 months we were married, so we were together for almost 2 years.
Okay, and she broke it out after you were married?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she was pretty shy about it, almost kind of embarrassed, but
well, did
anymore.
Did you have a feeling that she was kind of more on the kinkier side, or not kinkier side, but just, you know, enjoyed that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was like subtle drops, like every once in a while, it was like some hair pulling, or
did she
stuff
like
that.
Were you guys in the middle of having sex and she breaks one of these bad boys out, or what?
Well, she was kind of like, so I kind of have a request. I was like, all right, sure. Like,
free bird.
You know, we're married. I want to try to, you know, please you and vice versa.
Yeah.
And she pulls out a strap-on. I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, that is different.
Like, that's
a curveball.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, well, can you with me? And then maybe I can with you. I was like, well, sure, if that's what you want, you know.
All right.
Not a problem.
And so your wife then can have sex with you if she wants.
Yeah.
All right.
So you've been pegged by a strap-on.
Well, I'm not saying like some dragon-sized dong. No. It's not.
Not a dragon-sized. You know. Not dragon-sized. All right. Well, that's good.
Dragon-sized.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
And how long has that been going on now? You said you were married for 6 months before she breaks it out. Then she broke. How long ago was that?
About 3 years ago.
All right. Okay. How hot is your wife?
Oh, she is smoking.
Yeah. I was going to say, like,
yeah, no question about it, man.
Oh, yeah. She's Italian Australian, man. She is gorgeous.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Down under, huh?
Yeah, that's, we understood that. As soon as you broke out the strap on, like, she's so hot.
That was not what I was thinking.
Not at all.
Toys are toys.
I thought a vibrator.
Marital aid. Right. You know, not like, hey.
A strap on.
You want to stick that where?
Oh, damn. Okay.
Because when he said pulling hair, I'm like, all right, well, how is she going to pull your hair? Unless you got real long hair. Or you got a rat tail?
Yeah, the strap on. That was
very interesting. Didn't see that one. It did not shock me to find out the blank was into blank. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.